Parashat 11, Mishnah 6. Kol haton bias mayim bain midivrei Torah, bain midivrei Sofrim. Whoever requires immersion in a mikveh, whether by rabbinical law or Torah law, will render the following things impure. Matama ismei chattis, he will render impure chattis water. Says the Gakati, this is talking about water sanctified already with the ashes. So the mixture of water and ashes. The is afer chattis, also the ashes without the water, the ashes on their own. Ves hamaze, and also one who sprinkles mei chattis, the waters. Someone who is pure for that purpose, b'maga u'b'maseh. So if someone who needs to go to the mikveh touches any one of those things, three things that the Mishnah has listed, a mixture of water and ashes, or the ashes themselves, or someone who's going to sprinkle the water, if they are touched by a person who needs the mikveh, to go to the mikveh, by rabbinical decree or by Torah law, these things become impure, and that is whether they are touched or they are carried without touching. The following things are a machlokas. Ha'ezov ha'mukshar, the hyssop that was used to sprinkle the water, which is susceptible, meaning it's been wet and it's now susceptible to impurity. Vahamayim she'enan mekudashim, water which has not yet had the ashes sprinkled into it. Ukli reikam hatar lechatas, and also an empty vessel that's been set aside for the chatas offering. All of these things b'maga uvamasa, by touch and by carrying. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So according to Rebbe Meir, if a person who needs to go to the mikveh touches or carries, even without touching, any of these last three things, these three things are impure. V'chachomim omrim, the rabbis disagree. The rabbis say, b'maga, with touch, they become impure. Avalo b'masa, but with carrying, without touch, they remain pure. And the halacha follows the sages.